So we see from the very birth of the nation of Israel, the primary foundation of blood. There's no way to be saved but to have the blood of Jesus applied over our individual souls. I'm going to be talking today about the most important concept in the entire Word of God. We're going to be talking today about the blood of Jesus, the blood of the Lamb. We're going to begin today with the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 29. Yeshua is coming to be immersed in the Jordan River by Yohanan, or John the Baptist. And as John sees him, John points at him and says, "Behold, the Lamb of God." I think sometimes we miss what John was saying there. John was not pointing to a warm, fuzzy animal. John was pointing to the blood that was applied to the doorpost of the children of Israel when God redeemed them and saved them out of Egypt and the wrath that was about to fall on the sin of the Egyptians. 1 Corinthians 5:7 says, "Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed." Yeshua is linked, one in one, fused together with the concept of the blood of the Passover lamb, which was the agent that delivered Israel out of Egypt and saved them from God's judgment of sin that fell upon the entire Egyptian nation. Let's go back to the Torah, to the book of Shemot, or the book of Exodus. The Lord instructs the children of Israel there to take a lamb for themselves according to their father's household, a lamb for each household. I want you to get that phrase, a lamb for each household. Every family had to have their own lamb. I want you to get the personal application here. It wasn't just enough to have a lamb from afar. It wasn't just enough to believe in a lamb that was crucified on a cross 2,000 years ago. You had to take that lamb into your own household. It had to become your personal lamb. The text continues in the fifth verse of Exodus 12. "Your lamb shall be an unblemished male, a year old." Continue in the sixth verse. "You shall keep it until the 14th day of the same month." So they took the lamb, and then they kept it with them. It actually became part of their family. So the lamb became familiar. The lamb became part of their household. They now had a personal attachment to the lamb. The lamb was part of the household. And then the scripture goes on to say, "Then the whole," get that word, "the whole," everybody, "the whole assembly of the congregation of Israel is to kill it at twilight." What's the point? The point is that each family took a lamb, very personal. They developed a relationship with it. Then every member of the household had to take a part in putting the lamb to death. Why? Because it was your sin and my sin. It was everybody's personal sin that put Jesus on the cross. Get it once again. The father in ancient Israel of every household didn't take the lamb politely outside to the back of the home where no one else could see. No. Everybody in the household had to take part in putting the lamb to death. Let's continue on. They were to take the blood and put it on the doorpost and the lintels of their home. It wasn't put on the doorpost of the city. It was put on the doorpost of their home. It's not enough, right, for your parents to be believers. Sometimes I ask people about their relationship with Yeshua, and they start telling me about their parents' relationship with Yeshua. No, it has to be on our own home. It has to be personal. It's not enough to believe that Jesus died for our sins and shed his blood. It's not enough to just believe it. We need to apply it to our own hearts and to our own lives. The text continues in the 13th verse. "The blood shall be a sign for you on the houses where you live. And when I see the blood," the Lord is speaking, "I will pass over you. And no plague will befall you to destroy you when I strike the land of Egypt." So what was it that caused the wrath of God and the judgment of God to pass over the children of Israel? It was, beloved one, when he saw the blood on their personal residence. You see, we find in verse number 22 of the same chapter that originally the children of Israel collected the blood of the lamb that each one had slain in a basin. They put the lamb to death, and when they put the lamb to death, they gathered that blood in a basin. But note, it wasn't enough to gather the blood in a basin. That was the first step. What saved them was when they took the blood that was in that basin and with a hyssop branch, put it over the doorpost of their own life by putting it over the lintels and doorposts of their homes. And so we see from the very birth of the nation of Israel, the primary foundation and importance of blood. There is no other name under heaven by which you or I can be saved, that your neighbor can be saved, that your in-law can be saved, that your employer that can be saved, that anywhere in the world can be saved. There's no way to be saved but to have the blood of Jesus applied over our individual souls. When God sees the blood of his son on our soul, his judgment for sin passes us over. Beloved, there is no other way. It doesn't matter how sincere somebody is. It doesn't matter what a good person somebody seems to be. It doesn't matter how many righteous deeds or how much to charity someone has given. It's only when God sees the blood. I love what Jesus said in the Gospel of John chapter 6, "Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in yourself. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up on the last day." Verse 56, "He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him." Think about the Passover. They had to apply the blood over their lives by putting it over the doorpost of their home, and then they had to eat the Passover lamb. Jesus is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. But the question is, do you believe in him from afar? Or have you received him into your life by making him your Lord? Many of us have heard the scripture. If we believe in our heart that God raised Yeshua, Jesus, from the dead, and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we'll be saved. And so the question is, we talk about the blood of the Passover lamb, Yeshua the Messiah, we have to ask ourselves, have we applied his blood over our life? Have we received his love by submitting to it? Because Jesus said in John 14, "If you love me, you'll keep my word." Every day is a day of dying to self, to submit to the Lordship of Christ, that in spirit and in truth, his blood is covering our life. And at the end, it's going to make all the difference. We get to Revelation chapter 5, verse 12. We hear the angels saying, and we hear the elders saying, in fact, all of creation will say, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." All of creation, every knee shall bow and every tongue confess, from those that are above the earth, those that are on the earth, those that are under the earth, every knee shall bow and tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Revelation 7:14, "These are the ones who came out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made themselves white in the blood of the Lamb." It culminates, beloved, in Revelation 19:9. "Blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb that shed his blood." Will you receive his invitation today? He's knocking at the door of our heart. He said, "If you'll open up and let me in, I'll come into you and we'll live life together." And I'm not just talking to those of us that have said the sinner's prayer. I'm talking to all of us that every day we're opening our hearts by letting him in deeper and deeper to become the Lord of our lives. Beloved, he loves us so much, he gave us full life for us. Let's love him back by giving our full, complete life back to him. Victory.